Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
All right, Dirty's Daily. We're going to head up north to Dallas, y'all. You know, we're living in that day and age in the NFL, particularly at the quarterback position, where it's almost as if teams have to pay quarterbacks before they piss a drop. Just if a guy plays well, doesn't matter if he wins in the playoffs or not, but if he plays well and shows a little bit of promise, we just going to make him the highest paid player in the league. And I think I'm on record, Ron, we've talked about it multiple times. There's several quarterbacks have set the market since you and I have started working together, and they're very rarely would I pay a guy as early as some of these teams are paying them, right? Now, luckily here in Houston, we've got a guy that I'm going to be a lot, assuming that he keeps playing the way that he's playing. After year three, I'm going to be a lot less hesitant about C.J. Stroud because he's been doing it from the time he stepped on the turf at NRG Stadium.
You're not big on really anybody almost.
Anybody. I don't understand the need to pay a guy. When you've got a guy under contract for 5 years, I don't know why we all of a sudden feel the need to pay a guy after year three that's never won a playoff game. Like, I don't, like, you've had 3 years. We don't know what we have in that quarterback quite yet from a ultimate goal perspective, winning the whole dance, right? And just, it's almost like, and a lot of my opinion has to do with the way that we talk about it in the media. It's just like, oh, hell yeah, you got to pay that guy because you paid this guy or you paid that guy. You got to pay this guy before they've ever done a damn thing. And if you've got them under contract for two more years, I don't know what hurts to say, hey, let's see one more year. Get four under your belt. We've already bought into the fifth-year option, and we'll extend you before that fifth year starts. Sounds like a great, great plan for me.
That's if you have any confusion. Like, if you know that you're going to sign the guy, like, it's just the money drives up and goes up if you wait longer. A year can be.
Yeah, no, to a certain extent.
Like, Joe Burrow, you knew you were going to sign. You might
Pat
as well.
Pat Mahomes, there's a handful of them out there. Pat Mahomes, Joe Burrow, you know, there's a handful of them out there.
See, you didn't want to do it with, like, Herbert and Allen.
No.
And I would have because I know you're not. You know you're not.
I would not.
You know you're signing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that. Like, I would view it totally different. Like, I do understand if I got a guy that can go out there and run the stat sheet through the roof, but at the same time, for whatever reason, a team doesn't respond to him in crunch time and he doesn't make the plays in crunch time and he can't get my team into playoffs and win games, at least show promise to do that, then I've got to think hard and long about what the hell's going on. And I think that's what's going on in Dallas right now, right? I mean, the Cowboys, Dak's gonna make 50-some-odd millions this year. He's already, I don't know if he set the market. Is he one of the guys that set the market? I know he got broke off.
He came under Mahomes when he did. But
that's right. He was right after Mahomes.
But he played a year under the franchise tag, which
right.
He got 40-something for 1 year.
Right, right. And at the end of the day, I'm not saying this is the way it should be done every time with every quarterback. But when it's all said and done, I feel like we're living in an era where it's just like, yep, you drafted him in the top five. Yep, he's played well. Not great. Hadn't won the playoffs. You got to pay this guy. You got to pay him now. What if he holds out? Yada, yada, yada. I don't subscribe to that way of thinking. At this point in time, Jerry, the Dallas Cowboys, and Dak Prescott are at a crossroads. It's as simple as that. They're at a crossroads to a point of where, like, Dak's got to get in the playoffs and Dak's got to win. He's 2-5 in the playoffs as a starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. And he's not played well in the playoffs. They've been lights out in the regular season. I think Jerry's at a point where he's at a crossroads with his quarterback. He's at a crossroads with not being able to play being able to pay the supporting cast the way he wants to because you're paying the quarterback so much money. I think he's going to be at a crossroads. I think he is at a crossroads with his head coach at this point in time. Might make a change there if this season doesn't go according to plan. I just think it's refreshing to see an owner say, while everybody else is saying, nope, you got to pay this guy because of X, Y, and Z, Jerry's saying, nah, I'm not there yet. Let's hear from Dak Prescott. This is Dak Prescott on his current contract situation.
Honestly, I'm focused on the moment, on the now. The talks begin and real talks get to happen. Sure, we can talk about getting that done. But in this case right now, honestly, I'm worried about this. Getting better, being better tomorrow than I am at this moment. So leaving that up to my agent and Jerry at this point. And when those talks begin, I'll be more involved, obviously. So
no talks to that. Are you surprised with no talks to that?
No, I mean, I've been in conversation. I've talked to Jerry, and so I understand where we are, obviously. And Jerry's mentioned the same, so there's not any gray area in that sense. So, yeah.
He talked about the cap and all the situations and why they're not doing it.
We had a great conversation. We had a great conversation that put us aligned and where we are and moving forward, and or where we are in this moment, I should say. And we'll address moving forward as that comes about.
I love that. This is not just about Jerry not paying Dak for me. It's also about Jerry communicating to Dak. Jerry has clearly communicated to Dak. Now, whether he appreciates it or not, or his agent appreciates it or not, this isn't one of those deals, which, again, we see so often of owners and the player not speaking, so then everybody's disgruntled and you don't get it, and it ends up being drama, it ends up being a mess. I appreciate the way that Jerry appears, according to Dak, I appreciate the way that Jerry appears to be handling the contract situation, at least discussions at this point as well.
I am absolutely, and I feel like when I say this, from people listening, and I think even a lot of people, even not listening, just people who are NFL fans, I am shocked and floored that Dak Prescott is in this situation and doesn't have a new contract. I am flabbergasted. I mean, if you just say it out loud, and I know your feelings about him and his playoff performances, and I know what many people say about Dak. Dak is 30 years old. He just finished the season where he was second in the MVP race and second team All-Pro, and only because Lamar was first team All-Pro and won the MVP. And there are many people who would say, if you just talk about in terms of quarterback play, from the throwing perspective, obviously Lamar adds another element to it, that he may have had the best year of anybody, just from the quarterbacking, not taking the legs of the element, which makes Lamar just absolutely special. But for him to be 30 years old, to have that year, and then also to understand, like, this isn't the first time that he just came on the scene with a great season. He has done this before. At 30, with that and understanding that he knows exactly how to handle being the quarterback of that team, which, as you know, everybody can't handle that. All of the outside stuff, he handles well. He handles Jerry's craziness. He handles all that. At 30 years old, that they're like, yeah, we're going to play this thing out. And if I'm him, I got to take it as a sign of disrespect. Like, I know some of you may not feel that way, but basically Jerry is saying you go be a free agent after you just did this year upon other years. I am, like, you just don't see that. 30 years old, second in the MVP, second team All-Pro. Nah, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we're gonna roll the dice. Because where are they going next?
I think that's the question. I think if he doesn't play well, they're going to end up going elsewhere. Ultimately, if he can't win playoff games, and I mean, look, it was Kellen Moore last time while it was just regular season success. Now Kellen moves on. It's got to be somebody at some point. It has to land at Dak's feet. Ultimately, the lack of success in the playoffs, and so all the points you just made, Ron, are exactly why. Like, I respect Jerry for sticking to his guns at this point in time. I respect him for communicating with Dak. I respect Dak for saying, hey, man, cool, let's move forward. Here's Dak Prescott on the simple fact that he's not real worried about his NFL future, whether it's in Dallas or not.
I don't have any fears.
So you believe you'll be here forever?
playing based on your conversations with Jared?
I'm not going to say I fear being here or not. I don't fear either situation, to be candid with you. I love this game and love to play and love to better myself as a player and my teammates around me. Right now it's with the Dallas Cowboys. It's where I want to be, and that's where I am, and that's the focus. And after the season, we'll see where we're at, and if the future holds that, then if not, we'll go from there.
I hope it ends up where I love Dak. I love the way that they drafted him. I loved him in college. I hope it ends up working out for him. But him and McCarthy just simply got to win in the playoffs. I think if Jerry's going to stay on his train.
They got to win. I just – like right now his game plan is – and we know the age of Jerry. Right now Jerry's game plan is Trey Lance is the backup. Yeah. There's a young guy there. Like someone just texted in, let's relax on giving Jerry credit. I doubt any GM or owner is willing to pay Dak Prescott. He's just not that good. Wait till Dak.
I mean, Jerry was willing to. Jerry's going to pay him $55 million this year.
Wait till Dak comes free next year.
See how many people don't have time.
When you say he's not just that good, sir, ma'am, he finished second in the MVP race.
Glory hole.
They had a very disappointing all around. That defense that was supposed to be something stunk in that game. Yes, he was outplayed by Jordan Love. But, I mean, you say he ain't that good. I mean, they've won 12 games, 3 years in a row.
No, they've been – hell, I mean, I don't know that anybody's won more regular season games unless it's Kansas City. I don't know exactly. But to your point, this is strictly about winning playoff games. Because there's no other point to be made about Dak. I mean, he has put regular seasons together, spinning the rock around the park as good as anybody in the league. I mean, he is as impressive as anybody in a regular season. And we can get hung up on certain, not, you know, turning the ball over here or there. But ultimately, this is about the lack of Jerry's sense of urgency to try to get that done. To your point, you know his age. Get that done before he runs out of time. And I just think him and I think at some point in time, Dak Prescott and Mike McCarthy, it's going to fall at their feet. We'll see. Ron,
from the text line, I can't stand the Cowboys, but show for you to say you don't understand him not having a contract hurts your credibility. That guy has done nothing for his team playoff-wise. Who cares about the regular season? That's like saying getting rid of Peyton Manning until he finally started winning in the regular season. That's stupid.
It isn't on my schedule.
He's 30.
I don't know if Jerry's going to hold up to it or not.
But don't say it hurts credibility. Like we've not. So you mean to tell me if the Texans go to the playoffs the next 2 years and have 12 win seasons and C.J. Stroud doesn't win in the playoffs, you're like, get rid of him. Who cares about regular season? Get the hell out of here. Get out of here. He's 30. I mean, you say it out loud. Someone finished second in the MVP at quarterback to deal with all the craziness that comes with Dallas. And he's 30. And the owner, I don't want to say near death, but the owner is closer to that than just being young and desperately wants to win. And he's got some broken down Trey Lance behind him as the next step. It's weird. It's strange.
It is definitely not a popular decision. We shall see. What is Dak there? 8 years? Is he 7 or 8? 7 or 8 in Dallas? I think Jerry's just up against it, man. We'll see what ends up happening with him. By the way, on another note, bring the thing back down south over here to Minute Maid Park. I was throwing that number, Ron, when you came back from last Wednesday. You came back. I can't remember what the number got up to that I was tracking here in the eighth and ninth inning. The Astros, I think it was 29-5. I think is what I got to. Well, I just wanted to update you and the people. I heard Pendergast talking this morning on Payne and Pendergast, and he's got a similar number here. Just wanted to kind of update with these Astros. This number blows my mind. Astros are losing 35-5 in terms of scoring this season from the seventh inning on.
Oh, my 30, God.
35-5 right now. They're getting outscored. I think that was after the Ryan Pressly explosion or implosion, I guess, on Saturday. So
And they're doing things late in games not just refusing, like utterly, except for Mauricio Dubon, refusal of getting hits with runners in scoring position. But like, they have a catcher's interference in the eighth that kicks off an inning. They have an error in the eighth that kicks off an inning. Like, they do things, right? Hey, Ryan is going to give up hits his damn self. He don't need help. Like, at this point, Ryan Pressly is just, as you said, you keep updating that stat. And that's it, the look of what bad teams do. That's it. All right, Joe Espada, a.k.a. Dana Espada, gave his update and reasoning on Christian Javier. Christian Javier has been placed on the IL with a neck injury. Wait till you hear what Joe Espada says and tell me, do you buy it and do you need to hear more? We'll discuss that coming up.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. And listen, yesterday started off rough for the Astros. As early, we saw there was a scratch from their starting pitcher, and that was Christian Javier. He was scratched with
a
neck.
It's not ideal.
No, it's not, with a neck issue. And then they had to move Hunter Brown up. Had a chance to win that series, and that just kind of didn't get things rolling to a good start immediately from that. But then I saw that and I said, man, it's got a neck issue. Boy, that's kind of a dangerous thing. Neck, back, what is that? And then Joe Espada spoke before.
But it's cracked.
It's cracked, too. All of that can be connected. Got the artist? Tyler?
No, I mean, I know the song. I don't have the artist.
I don't either.
Kaya. Boy, what a real... That's got to be one of the... She's got to be a big-time freak. I mean, she is. The nasty must just really overcome her soul.
Yeah, I mean, she...
God bless her.
She helped turn many of them out.
Mm. Let's get a moment of silence.
She made that cool, didn't she?
Let's get a moment of silence for that song and her. That was good.
Somebody let crickets in the house, man. You ruined our moment.
Yeah, ruined the moment. Yeah, that was some good times with that one. That came on and out. Well, anyhow, this was Joe Espada. And tell me your thoughts when you hear him speak of why and what he knows about the injury with Christian Javier.
So we'll see. This kind of just came out of nowhere, so we're going to see what happened here. But we are seeing how he progressed, but we're going to put him on the IL since he's got to obviously work through this, and we're going to need a starter in Chicago. So we're going to get Spencer Arrighetti to come up and take his spot. No, we don't know. Could have been on the plane, could have been slept badly. We just don't know. So the most important thing is trying to get Javier feeling better.
I have so many questions. So many questions. Number one, Clint, is if this is something that caught them off guard, something to me when I hear could have happened on the plane or he slept wrong, that sounds like a little, you know, just a
little crick in your neck.
A little crick in the neck. A little discomfort. Boy, you slept on the wrong. Dang, man, let me get a good massage or a good neck pop.
I suggest you go out to Midtown Reflexology.
All right.
Paul.
There's a good suggestion. Paul?
Paul, I believe, is
Paulie
name.
Out there. But then, all right, he's going to miss a start. Okay, maybe, and damn, this thing is bad. My man can't really turn his neck. He's not feeling good. It's moving down to his shoulder. But to already determine, based off this happening that potentially could have been on the plane in his sleep, a crick in the neck, that don't then move, hey, man, we got to put him on the IL. Because he's got to miss 15 days.
It's not ideal.
What is this thing going to be retroactive to yesterday? They put him on yesterday? I mean, good.
It's got to be retroactive back to his last start, right?
Is it?
God, I hope. It's the only way
it
makes sense.
If it just came out of nowhere, can you cheat the system like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can push it back. They pushed, who was that most recent one that was on
Did they come out and tell you it just happened
Frommer's
that day?
Was retro. Yeah, Frommer's was retro a couple days. Anyway, Ron, to your point, like it's...
That just don't sound like something that puts you on the 15-day IL.
Well, it just don't sound like... It doesn't... Like, the part that doesn't jive is the manager not knowing what happened, not knowing really what to call it, not knowing what the plan is, but... It's serious enough for him to be on the IL.
It's not ideal.
That don't add up to me. Like if you're as a manager, if I'm going to announce player X is going on the IL, like I'm going to have some level of certainty in my report of what the hell is wrong with him. And neck injury doesn't seem to. I mean, I guess they don't owe the public anything. They don't owe the media anything. But boy, you would think they'd have their ducks in a row a little bit better than that.
I've said this to you, Clint. I rarely ever try to say, I can't. That dude need to play through that. That dude, he should get on. I leave that to you.
I say it quite a bit.
Well, but I think it makes sense when you say it. You played at the highest level. You've talked about playing an SEC game with your shoulder having to get shot up and you not having any feeling in it. Like you've done it. I haven't done it. All right. I had a little broken finger.
In them trenches, baby.
In them trenches. And I got that's as far as I go. All right.
As far as you took it, huh?
Right. I miss half my junior year in a car accident. A little back end issue. That's as far as I can go. So I rarely try to say that. But you gotta go. You gotta miss two, possibly three starts. Hopefully with the days off, it's only two starts. Because you slept wrong or you set up in the airplane wrong? I'm trying not to, but damn it, they are 7-16, Jack. They need you. Spencer Arrighetti's got to come up and pitch again.
Again.
We're here singing his praises in this four-inning performance with two runs. Like, you can't go. I mean, I hate to do that, but I need more. I'm serious. Tyler, we said that I would feel a hell of a lot better if he is in the dugout with some sort of a neck brace.
He comes out there looking like Bobby Petrino.
Oh, I would feel much better about it. I would feel much better if they even said he can't even be out there because his reflexes are not quick enough with the neck.
I can't say that I'm not going to ride a motorcycle again.
All right, man. I got you. I'll give you a start. We need you. We need you in 5 days. We can even push it back. We got multiple off days.
Badly.
You can't go. It don't sound like hopefully. Maybe we get more. Maybe we get more information. And maybe I'm I'm being an asshat, but that just don't seem
anybody that goes, wait a minute. I need more. I need to understand this a little bit more. Surely the manager, like if you don't ask those questions, you're just blindly trusting, like, I don't want to have a beer with you. They could, Ron, I'm going to give you best case scenario. And tell me if I'm wrong here, Tyler, because maybe my information's outdated. He can go on a 10-day IL, correct? Doesn't have to be 15.
It doesn't. Oh, I thought they announced.
Did they announce 15?
Yeah, it's 15.
Oh, I didn't see that they announced it. Yeah, I thought you just said IL. They did put a 15
it's
in front
15.
Of
them. 15.
Okay, so if they backdate that, what is his it? 5 days. So he's only going to miss one more start. I was going to 10-day and backdate it and see if we couldn't get him slide him into that next series. I mean that next spot
next
in the rotation.
Series, I like that.
Next spot in the rotation.
See, someone texted in and said, boy, if Dusty were to say that, laugh my ass off. No, see, Dusty wouldn't say that. Dusty would have us at least guessing. He'd have us at least guessing.
HIPAA, man.
Like, what kind of neck situation? He wouldn't give us, hey, y'all, bruh may have just slept on that thing. Bruh may have snuck a pillow in there wrong. Or he was on a plane sleeping sideways and hurt. He wouldn't have given us that. He would have said, fellas, yeah, man, just...
Surely somebody would have woke him up.
Something with the neck.
Y'all ever see me sleeping where you think I'm going to get a crick in my neck? Go on, wake me up. Tap me on the shoulder. With
what
your hand.
Updates would you like?
With your hand, please.
From the text line, you're assuming the Astros are being truthful for what is bothering Christian. Well, they are making him look bad. Well, if you're saying it's a crick in the neck, which is what you're describing, and he's got to go and miss 15 games, you're making him look bad. It's 7-16, man. My man slept on it wrong, man. He can't go. What? I need some more information. I'm sorry.
Yes, I agree.
I need a neck. Yeah, I need what you said, Bobby Petrino.
No, he can't show up looking like Bobby Petrino, man.
Give me a neck roll. Jim Cornette in wrestling used to have a neck roll. Give me one of them things. At least what Laurinaitis used to wear. Give me something. That Corey Simon neck thing he used to wear. Give me something. Charles Haley neck roll. I need something out of here. All right. Coming up, big day tomorrow. We'll talk about tomorrow and give you the setup with tomorrow. And is it fair right now, if you had to think about it, who is the face? Who is the face that you see when you think about the Astros 7-16 record, their slow start? Who is the face that you see when you think about that slow start? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, as we will get you set up here in just a second for the big day tomorrow, text line coming in. I had a crick in my neck for 2 weeks, and it was no joke. Even the genie in Aladdin was able to perform after 10,000 years of a crick in her neck. I ain't going to lie to you. Courtney woke up yesterday with just in terrible back pain. I mean, awful back pain. I think she slept on it wrong. Back pain. One of the kids slid in on a storm the night before. And, I mean, it's all she wrote when they get in the bed.
Okay.
She woke up. I mean, she was struggling. I mean, struggling all the way through church, all the way throughout the day. Had some football games yesterday. She was able to make it through. See, and then she came in, started feeling closer to 100% towards the end of the day.
She completed her task.
Completed her task, started to feel closer to 100%. Like, I hadn't checked in with her on the back. Or, you know, this morning she said she was much better. And I just don't think she had to go 15-day IL, though.
Well, if you think about it, what she would have been able to do by about 8 o'clock, I don't know what time she got up, but what she would have been able to get an adjustment from a chiropractor, and she would have been able to get a massage.
Yes.
She would have been able to get somebody to release whatever tension.
This was just
tension.
Icing, just a little ice she put on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
that's all. That's all she did.
Think about how she could have mothered her way through Sunday by about 9:30. She had the attention of a couple of different medical professionals to get that back right. Oh, she'd have mothered that.
I mean, all with, you know, around the clock trying to get it right.
No question. That's the wild part about this is, look, I'm no doctor. I've never in my career, and I played a lot longer than I should have, but in my career since college on, a total of probably 14 years, all different levels, different leagues, I've never seen somebody walk in with a crick in their neck and not be able to practice or play that day. Now, there's a lot of work gets done on it. Like, I've never seen somebody straight up pinch a nerve while they're sleeping. Now, I've seen guys getting out and about and maybe getting a tad bit inebriated and getting a little tussle or something. Next thing you know, they strained a little too difficult for one reason or another, and there may be a pinched nerve or a hernia or a pulled hamstring, maybe a little something.
But you're as many plane rides as you've been on, you hadn't seen
Not one. Not one. I can't tell you how many plane rides I've been on with 80 dudes. And ain't one of them woke up and said, cricket in the neck, can't play. Not that it can't happen. I'm just saying.
The next 15 days.
Sure seems like there's a lot more to the story. Especially
if
Joe Espada just found out about it.
Yeah, I hope so. Because that makes him look, it looks bad. Like, I don't think the guy is, but someone said, if this is true, he's gutless. Javier. Like, you know what? It makes him look bad. It's just
well, I doubt very seriously that if it is something as crick in his neck, I doubt very seriously he walked in and said, I can't go tonight.
I can't go, yeah.
Like, usually on an IL, like when you put somebody on the IL, the team decides that, hey, it's in his best interest for his health that we rest him for 15 days, if that's what it is, yeah. Or however, whatever it turns out to be. I don't think he had a crick in his neck and walked in and said, well, I can't go tonight, so give me 15. there's more to the story somehow, some way. Joe Espada needs to get his ass updated before he goes talk to the media
again. Just not say anything.
Please.
To put him in that thing. All right. Hey, tomorrow's big day. Not only is Tyler going to get a new tattoo, he's going to get that H on the helmet that was leaked. Tyler's going to get a new tattoo somewhere on his arm. Tomorrow. But stay tuned right here on Sports Radio 610. Right here on In the Loop. The owners, the McNairs, Cal, and Hannah will join In the Loop. And at 10 a.m., the new jerseys, all of the new jerseys, will be unveiled. Not leaked anymore, unveiled, and you'll get to see all of the jerseys and the helmets that the Houston Texans will now move towards, and then people like Tyler will have the opportunity to go buy them all. So that happens tomorrow. You know what jerseys you're getting? You're getting a Stroud, I would assume. Do you have a Stroud yet?
I do not.
You're getting a Stroud.
You got to get on that. You can't have a meal without a Stroud.
Yeah. Well, now the new ones are coming. He'll get a Stroud and a tank.
Those are solid. Those are solid options to have.
But, uniforms tomorrow.
I'm stoked about these unis dropping, boys, even though we've already seen the white home. Is it home or away? Which one's?
The away. The away.
The white should be the away. Who decided that, by the way? That whites are away. And your uni colors are home. Well, dark
colors
dark,
are home, yeah, and whites are away. I don't know who decided.
That's what the whites used to do.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting rooked here.
Probably somebody white.
It's probably some white guy.
I would guess somebody white. Get the colors at home and the whites on the road. Yeah. Colored jerseys and the white jerseys. I would just guess, but that was a sign.
Oh, boy, we could have some fun with this conversation. I don't know everybody as well as I know Ron. Yeah.
Fun is a word, yeah.
But it's the other ones. I'm not, like, I really, really like the home and aways. I really, really like those more than most folks. But when you start to look at the H on the side of the helmet, I love the concept. I think it's a little bit busy, little.
The alternate helmet.
The H that's already leaked, yeah. I need to see it with the uni to see if I like it or not. That fourth helmet, though, is really, really got me.
It's the fourth, because they're going to have the regular blue one. They'll have a red one. Looks like there was a little candy paint on that face mask. What I saw. I don't know if this.
Yeah.
And then the blue one that you're talking about with the H on it, and then potentially a fourth.
I think there's a chance. And by the way, I hadn't seen anything. Legit, straight up, I ain't seen nothing. But I do think there's a chance at that fourth helmet I think folks may like. Because I think there's even the traditional fans, I think they love the logo, but they like to see something a little different too. The H, does that tickle your fancy? If not, I think this fourth one could be a little different as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see tomorrow. That I think will be a thing that dominates a lot of the conversation tomorrow.
Tyler, do you already know?
Tyler probably does.
You hadn't been to all the little meetings and everything to see what the hell's going on? They ain't giving you a sneak peek?
I feel like Tyler's...
The reveal they did for us media folks was during our show, so I couldn't be there.
So you couldn't go.
Yeah, couldn't be there.
That's right, yeah.
But I've been let in on some verbal descriptions on what should be expected. Like,
we got the H and two traditional. Is the fourth one, is it a little something different, or is it...
From what I understand, yes.
Okay. Like I see here, people are texting in. I'm hoping that we get a Oiler blue type jersey. And I think there's a lot of people who hope that.
Man, there was a lot of stink raised from U of H to, I mean, all over the place. I don't know if that's going to be part of the plan. And I do agree that's going to be the most frustrating part for some folks. The Sean Bajanis of the world that want to double rod the Adams family. Hey, middle fingers, y'all.
Oh,
middle
wow.
Fingers. Yeah, that guy right there. Middle fingers to the Adams. I think they're going to be a little disappointed, Ron.
Someone texted and said, I got a solid $500 to spend on unis tomorrow.
$500, huh?
Go for it. You go get it.
I mean, that's a solid three unis, ain't it?
I'm excited just, too, like, about the gear. I mean, like, the jerseys are going to be awesome, and it's going to be really cool to buy those, but just, like, the gear that's going to come with this. I think has potential to be
they always
pretty
screw that
damn
up.
Good.
Let me ask you something.
Not the Texans, just in general people, not the Texans.
Let me, because we did get to see that one. Do you? It doesn't feel like they're like this uniform change is going to be like the when the Broncos changed from like that D and the like it doesn't or the Bucks. It doesn't feel like it's going to be a massive shift in change. I wonder how different it is going to. That's the thing that is in my mind. How different it's going to look from the one that we have seen.
Seen the jerseys that we're going to that we're going to see 14 times next year. The alternates are the ones that are going to be. We'll see how often they wear them.
I haven't seen the blue one.
Yeah, but you told me it's going to look the same as the white one.
I mean, it might. That's what I would guess. I mean.
Tyler, but to your point, the I'm always excited about new gear too, but people generally speaking, they screw that up too. Like, you don't have to overthink this.
No.
Like, I just need a high quality white T-shirt with Houston across the chest.
Maybe in that H-Town blue.
Fine. You can do it in deep steel blue. You can do it in red. You can do it in the H-Town blue. You can do it whatever color you want. Do whatever you want. Like I don't need some big painting of a bull busting out of something and busting out of NRG Stadium all over the chest of my shirt. Just something plain. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I get you.
Just a nice, clean, tight, you know, nice, high quality tee.
No, they're about to sell like the hell. There's a lot of maybe somebody ain't got 500 set aside, but they about to sell the hell out of these jerseys and new gear. They about to have them a nice little couple of days or couple of months with this new gear. I just think so much of this is driven by where and how you feel about the team and the guys making decisions. And Clint Tyler, I think the vast majority of people are going to be cool with it. There is going to be a group of people who have an issue with it. And basically, like you said, the white one we saw, like, they ain't gonna be busted. Like they're not about to come out here and just be gross. Like the Atlanta Hawks, I hate their jerseys. Like they're not just gonna be awful. So I mean, I think because people are feeling really good about the team right now.
Yeah.
And D'Amico, hey, they clean, baby. They've been wearing the same jerseys since I started here. You're gonna really like them. And CJ talked them up. I think most people are gonna be good with it. Gonna be good with it.
I'm gonna tell you the truth.
Well, I am too.
I'm gonna take a peek at it. Four unis, and I'm a uni guy, man.
I'm gonna tell the truth.
Ooh, check out the uniform guy.
I'm gonna tell the truth. I will be shocked if I have to come in here tomorrow. And the truth is,
you softened in your old age a bit.
I'm just saying. I'm like, based off what we've seen, I'm shocked. I'll be shocked if I have to come in here and say they need to go back to the drawing board.
I agree.
I'll be shocked if I have to do that. Now, I'll be honest.
I mean, look, I heard old Doug Vosick talking about it. I mean, the goal is for each person to like one or two of them, not all of them.
Yeah.
I think that's going to happen. It's already happened.
Try to get a lot of input from the fan base and different people. Yeah, put a lot of thoughts.
We'll see how that works. See how that works out for them.
Coming up, the Astros are off, but we will get you prepared for another series. Hopefully they can get back on track. And many of you had the Astros go on a certain record in this 8-game road trip. Now that they've lost 2 of 3 to the Nationals, have you adjusted that? We'll discuss that. And some news coming out of the NFL in terms of a trade. A quarterback is on the move, and the NBA playoffs get going again tonight. Big game 2's coming up. We'll discuss that and get you ready for all of that coming up at 5 o'clock. Fire next on the Drive.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.